Blog Talk Radio.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
What up? My apologies, everyone, for the little bit of lateness. Turn my laptop on late. Didn't want to start updating. But what up, y'all? Another episode
What's
of the menu.
Up?
Big
What's
Red
up, everybody?
Mother B in the house. What up? What up? Hope everybody had a good Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah. It was good. Still getting over this. I didn't have to work, only because it fell on my off day, so didn't have to work. So that's about it, but that's it. It was all right. It was quiet, thank goodness. Wasn't out there with the craziness.
True. There's a lot of craziness out there.
Oh, yeah. Even when it ain't Labor Day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Wait, what the hell is wrong with you? What, you got the cooties or something? What you doing?
Who?
What's wrong with you?
You! Oh, me?
You! Yeah, you!
What am I doing? I ain't doing nothing. What are you talking about?
Didn't you say you was trying to get over something?
Oh, when I had a sinus infection. And it's like the remnants of it, yeah, I had, like, the remnants of it is still kind of bothering me. Not my sinuses, but, like, my throat, so.
Lingering around.
Yeah, it's still lingering a little. But it's much better than it was.
True.
I thought you told me right now, like, I ain't doing nothing.
No, it's not right now. Well, what up, everybody? Blog Talk Radio and every place else. You're rocking with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. It is Big Red and Brother B in the house. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook. Facebook, Mind Your Mental. MindURMENTAL. The menu. Mind your mental. You are. Yeah, mind your mental. And, you know, I got something I kind of want to come clean with. Not so much come clean, but I got something to get off my chest. So, listen, Brother B respects the elderly. You know? But, just because you old, that doesn't give you a reason to be skipping line. Alright? Yo, I'm in the store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a line. Like, you know, remember how Fast Mark used to do their chicken? When they would fry the chicken there?
Oh, yeah.
Stop
mm-hmm.
and Shop. There's a Stop and Shop that does it, too.
Okay.
Because it used to be Fast Mark, but now it's Stop and
Shop.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. This is, you know, to everybody else, you know, supermarkets in America or whatever. But I'm on the line because I just wanted some fish.
Okay.
But I noticed that this lady that just came, like, now she just came online because it's usually a line, but the line wasn't too bad this time. But
okay.
I noticed this lady to my left, she just kept creeping. Like, and I something said, yo, watch her. Now, I was an older lady, and you know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to, you know, really say nothing. But what got me was, did she like, really ease in front of me? She really did. She really eased on in front of me. But then when the person behind the counter said, "Oh, who's next?" She started saying something. I said, "Yo. I just jumped down. And then when I said something, she looked at me like I was crazy. I said, "Come on, man. Don't act like you like I'm behind you. You just came over here." And
exactly.
She looked at me like you. Yo, she gave me this look like, "You mother." I'm like, "Yo, bro."
She's like, "All
you
I want to
me.
Do is get my sliced cheese and get out of here." Or whatever.
No, she wants
want
to get
my
chicken. You trying to get that chicken. You trying
to get her chicken and get out of here.
but listen, why are you going to skip me, man? And then you're going to have an attitude. You're going to have an attitude when I turn around and say, hold on. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm next. She's going to look at me like, "You're crazy." I'm not crazy.
Yeah, it's
you skip me.
That's right. And this is what killed me with people now, because it's just like they look at you when they know that they're doing something wrong, they look at you like you're the one that's doing something wrong.
Exactly.
And I really don't get it. Just like when I was on, well, it was something similar, but it wasn't skipping a line. But when I'm on my way to work, I'm getting off. I got off the train station. I'm walking like down the block, and I tried to move out the way for people because these blocks are small, and you know I just don't like people up on me like that. So I try to move out the people way, just like they try to move out of my way. Well, at least they think they try. So this lady, she was walking towards me. She sees me just like I see her. Once again, I am not a small person. I ain't little. I ain't, you know, you see me. It's like she was getting ready to walk right into me. Now, mind you, there was space. There was nobody walking on the other side. There's space, like to the right of me, I could say. There's plenty of space. She was walking so much into me. It was like she must have thought I was going to walk into the park like it was a parked, like a truck, like a SUV. I guess I was supposed to, walk into the truck. Like I'm supposed to, like, go into the truck, I guess. Mind you, she had plenty of room. So it's like I'm just noticing that people are just, they just don't think. And like I said, then they look at you like you're wrong. And I don't get it these days. I really don't get it.
Well, it's the courtesy thing. Courtesy and morals. Like, people just ain't with it. Like, I had a friend on Facebook that, shout out to Sakina, Daniel, Ethan. I got, like, she made a mention of something on Facebook of how you turn around and you say good morning to people,
mm-hmm.
and then they don't say nothing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You turn around and you want to be like, "Yo, F." You know what I'm saying? But and sometimes, I'm not going to lie, like, depending on what type of mood I am, I just might make it loud enough for you to hear it, but low, like, "Well, F you too."
Mm-hmm.
Like, "Yo, come on, man." Like, listen, if I'm trying to, you know, be all positive and just be courteous and say, "Yo, good morning," and I don't even know you in passing, or these could be people that you see every day, but you just say, "Good morning," and they don't say nothing, listen, you're an asshole. If somebody's trying to be polite to you or courteous to you, I mean, come on, you should return. You know, you should be nice to return it back. Like, don't do that. That's not cool.
That's why some of these coworkers are like that. Like, people you work with are like that.
But, yo.
They don't speak. Yeah, they don't speak. And you see these people every day. It's not like somebody that you see one time. You see these people every day.
You know what I'm saying? Well, it's true. But and that's the thing I don't get. It's like, what makes you think that you just can't be, like, you don't have to be. Yeah, you don't have to be polite. But, you know, try to be courteous. If somebody says something nice to you, be nice back. And see, that's the problem. People are so rude nowadays. Like, they don't try to be friendly.
You know?
Everybody want to be angry. Or just
everybody's angry
talk,
now. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But they want to text. And all this and that. So would you text angry or something? Like, what is the problem, man?
Yeah.
You woke up. Because there's a lot of people that didn't wake up.
Exactly. People text angry too. They text angry and anger and all that other stuff. So,
man, I ain't got time for that. Like, yo, one day I was sitting in the car waiting for a parking spot, and yo, I saw this dude put something on the stoop.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yo, man, what's that? I said, don't put no garbage on the stoop. Like, I rushed my head there. Yo, you know what this dude, yo, he looked at me like I just stole his mama's purse. He said, what you talking about, man? I'm just putting something. I said, yeah, you're putting your garbage on the stoop where I rest my head at. Throw that someplace
right.
else. Why are you putting it there? Oh, it's just a pair of shoes. Okay, it's a pair of
a
shoes.
Pair of shoes.
But I'm not wearing them. You're
exactly.
not wearing them. So throw them in the garbage. If you leave them for somebody, then Salvation Army a couple blocks away. Just give it to them.
Exactly.
Like, real talk. Like, come on, don't just leave it. Walk about and leave it on the stairs like that. Like, come on, man. I don't want to have to throw out your junk.
Exactly. You might have lice in them shoes.
But yo, Red, he had the nerve to get mad because I said something. Are you serious, though? You getting mad at me because I'm checking you for putting your garbage, something that you don't want, on my steps.
Right, exactly.
A steps where, you know what I'm saying, where I rest my head at. Come on, man. Like, you got to be the most illogical ass in the world. You can't possibly think that you got, you know, you got something to beef about. And he walked away and looked at me like I was a three-headed shark. like this dude got some nerves saying something.
Yeah.
About leaving something. Like, yo, really?
Yeah.
Yo,
you got the nerve.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand this world either. People are just like, I don't know.
You know, I do, you know, want to give a shout out to all the people that were affected by, you know, the Texas Hurricane Harvey and Irma. You know, this, that's going to be a topic for another time, probably next week, but, you know, all these storms and all this stuff, man, something just don't...
Yeah, back to back like that,
I've got things to say about that as well.
But we'll save it.
We'll save that for next Sunday. But, man, once again, it's the menu. Call the number 347-324-3395. And our topic for tonight.
Yes.
Is our love for our culture dividing us as a race?
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's see. I think it is.
I do too.
I think it is.
I really do too.
I say this all the time, and I'm noticing it as I'm getting older, that, you know, we are our people are our own worst enemy. Like, we can be, and that's the sad part about it, and nobody's seeing that. They're not seeing that we could be our own worst enemy.
Well, now you just went a different direction other than where I was going with the topic, but I'm going to roll with you. I'm going to roll with you on that. So,
okay.
I was just talking about, in general, people as a whole, like you got, you know, Spanish people, Haitian people, Jamaican people, you know, everybody is proud of their culture.
Right.
But they're so busy being proud of their culture. How do you, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you get somebody else's for yours? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's talking about, I'm number one. We're number one. Like, Mexico's number one, or Jamaica's the number one, or this is number one. That's number one. Okay. So you feel that you're. Excuse me. You feel that you feel like you're number one or you're superior, but then turn around what are you saying about somebody else? Is it basically you're saying that they're inferior because you feel that your background is superior or better than someone else?
Well, you know, if you think about it, well, society is making it like that. And they've been making it like that for a long time because, like I said, well, not like I said a few minutes ago, but we're not respected. And society makes sure that we're not respected. It's like every other culture gets respect, but except for ours.
True.
And I don't understand why. It's like we always the ones. But see, that goes hand in hand with what I said about us being our own worst enemy, because some we know it. Not us, not us, but you say some of our people know it. They know that we're not respected, but they keep doing things. Excuse me, they keep doing things to keep that disrespect going.
Yes, they do.
They keep doing things to keep the disrespect going. You keep doing certain things, and you want to make it like, oh, well, that's just how we are. No, that's not just how we are. No, we know we don't always do this or do that. Or that's not how we are all the time.
This is true. This is true.
But you're making it as an excuse, so this way you can keep doing what you're doing and feel that you're right in doing it. And you know, and nobody's supposed to, you know, say anything about it.
All right, well, if we have to switch it to like, the black thing. Okay. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of my, you know, background. Proud of my culture.
Right.
But it doesn't make me blind to someone else's, nor do I not respect someone else. Like, I'm not going to sit there and shout to the mountain, oh, being black is number one, it's the best culture in the world, and this is that. And that. I'm not going to do that because that's a very biased attitude
mm-hmm.
to have. Like, cause, like I said, then that's basically me saying that, you know, we're superior to everyone else being inferior. Because my culture and my background is richer and it's just totally better than what everybody else is. And the thing is, 9 times out of 10, when people make those type of statements, they don't even know your background, anybody else's background. They don't pay attention to it. They don't know.
Right.
So why should I disrespect somebody else and where they come from and how they get down, and I don't even know what they're about?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't get this whole thing
with immigration. Now, I went back and forth with a few people a couple of times on, you know, Facebook with, you know, about this whole immigration thing.
Is that the thing with the kids?
Well, that's part of it. Because, yeah, that was something that sparked, you know, it sparked a conversation. The dreamers. Like, you know, basically if you came over here illegally and then had kids and your kids are allowed to stay here, now all of a sudden Trump is like, no, you got to go.
How come?
And yeah, all of a sudden he's like, no, you gotta go. And my whole thing is, except for the indigenous people, everybody's an immigrant. We're all immigrants to this joint. Except for the Indians, we all immigrants.
But they don't see it that way. This is our country.
Okay, so. This is your country, the country that you, no matter how you want to present it in the history books, because when we were coming up in school, you know, they presented it as, you know, the pilgrims came over here and, you know, because they landed on Plymouth Rock and, you know, they met with the Indians and the Indians helped them out and
they broke
Indians
bread
out
with
and
them.
Sold them stuff, but they traded, yeah, then they broke bread, and it's called Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We're older now. Excuse me. You may have been able to run that shit, kids. But as we've gotten older, we start to see that things are not what they seem.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not the way they say they are in his storybooks.
Right.
So my thing is, when you want to talk about culture, some of us have a culture, but it's of blood, pillage, rape, destruction, yada, yada, yada. But let's forget about all that. Let's talk about, once again, like how you brought up the thing with the dreamers.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the argument that I had with somebody, they were like, well, do you think it's fair for other people that are trying to pay to get over to this country that there are people that are sneaking in illegally? Well, my thing is this. Do you think these illegal people ain't doing stuff for the economy? You think these illegals ain't here making money and spending money?
Exactly.
Putting it back into the economy? Yes, they are. But you know what? I guess because they're legal and there's certain things you can't really do with them, you know, when you want to stress them about, I guess, I don't know, taxes and stuff like that. I guess since there's certain things you can't do them, you're just going to be like, oh, you know, we got to get rid of them.
Right. Yep.
Because, you know, some of them don't have, you know, social security numbers. Some of them don't have access to certain stuff, but they work. But you know what's crazy?
They sure do.
Who's hiring them? You know they're illegal. But yet, who's hiring them? Cheap labor.
Yeah.
But it's okay, though, right? It's okay to hire them, but you don't want them in. Come on now. Playing yourself.
And that's what's killing me with the whole thing. It's like you said, you're hiring them, but you don't want them here. So guess what? Guess what? Who's going to cut your grass?
Exactly.
Who's going to cut your grass? Who's going to do the landscaping? Who's going to go up on that pole, on that bridge out there and paint it?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? It's funny how, and I don't want to stray too far off the topic, but it's funny how people want to say, oh, they're taking jobs away from Americans. Listen, outsourcing started a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Outsourcing started this started some years ago. I think it started with the first Bush or Clinton administration when they started outsourcing.
I think it was Bush.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
So this was after Clinton. So you want to talk about giving jobs away, taking jobs away from Americans. If you're that prideful in your culture and prideful in your country, then you're going to do what you have to do to make it run and make it work. A lot of people are not willing to do that. A lot of people are not willing to do certain jobs just to make ends meet.
Exactly.
They feel that it's beneath them. So other people do the jobs like some of these illegals, or they give these jobs to people overseas that don't even live in the country so they can pay them cheaper. But you have a problem with someone taking your job. No one took the job. First of all, it wasn't your job in the first place. Because apparently, if you don't have a job, then you can't claim that it's your job. But my thing is, how do you say that when you don't want to do the work anyway? It's just like when they want to call black people lazy. Okay, you want to call black people lazy? Why? Because you refuse to work for free?
Exactly. Yeah, of course.
I mean, black people weren't lazy when they was in the field. I think the Chinese,
but,
you know what I'm saying, they weren't lazy when they was, you know, helping building the railroad. None of them were lazy then.
But it's the same thing now.
Right, but it's the same thing with us now. It's like certain jobs, the job that we do, they're not going to do those jobs.
Oh yeah, well unless it's paying a certain amount of money, or
right.
has certain benefits. See, there's certain jobs that we can't get, and there's certain jobs that they just ain't letting us have. That's
mm-hmm.
not gonna happen.
Yep.
And that's set. But getting back to the whole thing of like, you know, our love for culture, you know, our love for, you know, our culture.
Mm.
Like I said, I support my race. I support my people. I support my culture. But at the same time, I'm not going to be blind to someone else, or I'm not going to hate someone else's culture or disrespect theirs and put mine before theirs. I mean, we should all be equal. Because when I talk about race, I'm talking about human race.
Right. Right.
And a lot of us are just not, like I said, we're just not getting it. We're just not there yet. And I just wonder why.
Because they want to keep it divided. They want to keep that divide. The powers that be, you could say. They want to keep that divide. Because it's keeping everybody at the foot. Or under their foot, rather.
True.
But then they don't realize that you're also creating chaos among the people. But I feel that they do that, and they're treating us like guinea pigs anyway with everything. And especially with race and religion, they're treating us like guinea pigs. Oh, let's see how this works. Let's put this out here and see how that works. Let's put this out here and see how that works. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt, but. I mean, I just, like I said, I just find it just very disheartening that we have to be, it even has to be that way, you know? Wait,
right.
Hold on for a second. Caller 5891, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hello, people. What's up, my
Hello.
Dog?
Hey, dog.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, man,
what's
just
up?
Listening to the show. Hey, chilling. What's going on with y'all, man? What's going on with you people? Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
We good, it's been, yeah.
Yeah,
laying low.
So we're talking about a lot of, I see the immigration that we see we're talking about.
Well, the main thing was, like, is our love for our culture dividing us as a race. And when I say that, you know, because Big Red made one point of it, and it was talking about us as black people, but then, she also,
right.
But my where I was coming from was actually just us as a race of humans. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Because check this out. There's 195 countries. There's 197
yeah.
flags of all independent countries. Yet
right.
no one flag
okay.
represents humanity. Just an ethnicity and a culture. And
mm-hmm.
we're divided, you know, through that ignorance.
Right.
Because I believe it is ignorance. Like, like I don't have a problem with people waving flags, but at the same time, once again, it just shows a division. And I know, like, America, throughout history, America's always been the one to wave the flag and plant the flag here and put a flag there and all this and that.
Right,
but
right,
what are you
right,
saying?
Yeah.
You're not talking about we're united people, because you come here and everything is so divided.
Right, because you look at, let me just say this with you know, history, especially when you mention us as black people. You know, here it is, the slave trade. It divided us big time. It did. It's about divide and conquer, where you have many of us blacks who come from different countries. We
right.
have different values. You have black people who come, yes, from the motherland, from the nations in Africa, whether it's Western Africa, Northern Africa, South Africa, you know, different nations. You see the African nations are all divided, right?
Yeah.
They
mm-hmm.
In terms of language, in terms of culture, they are, in terms of class, they're divided. Now, you have black people who come from Europe, whether they come from Great Britain, France, Belgium, Germany.
Right.
You know, you have many blacks who come from those European countries. And now, you come to the West Indies. I mean, the whole West Indies, I mean, it's black. It's mostly black countries. It's mostly, the islands are all black.
Right.
And now you have black people that live here in the United States. Now you have what they call African American. They call that, you know, you understand what I'm saying, black American.
I ain't never been to Africa. I got
you. You know who comes from North, who come from, and even blacks that come from Canada. So you see, like I take the West Indian culture because I'm much more familiar with that because my parents, they came from Haiti, and they raised me with I was born and raised with a Haitian culture. That's how I was born and raised. I even learned how to speak the language at a very young age. So with that, they always instilled that in me. But also came the history of Haiti that I felt very proud of.
Okay.
However, when you go into school, you hear a whole different picture. Haitian kids were the first ones to get jumped after school.
They were the ones
who got picked on the most.
Yep.
It's like, man, why do they hate Haitians so much? Man, what is the problem with Haiti? You know, man, they really don't like Haitians. They used to start fight with Haitian kids for no reason. And, you know, it wasn't, and mind you, it wasn't anyone white doing it. It was our own.
Yep. Absolutely right.
The name, the Haitian booty scratcher, Haitian body odor, all that. Haitian people stink. They smell bad. They do voodoo, you know, demonize voodoo, and also being poisoned by the media. When they show Haiti, they always show the worst part. The Haiti is poor, it's dirty, and it's like when you go to Haiti and you see Haiti, you're like, wait a minute, this ain't the Haiti that I've seen on the news. When you see the gorgeous beaches, the beautiful resorts. Like, wait a minute, why are they always showing the dirty side? Everywhere has a dirty side, but yet they seem to punish Haiti. And why they punish Haiti is because of history. Because Haiti became the first independent black nation in the world. And it also became the first place where the first successful slave revolt took place in 1791. I'm like, wow, so history really punishes Haiti, and it poisons the minds of those of us who don't read history. It poisons us against our own. And so I've heard a lot of negative things come out, not just about Haitians, but about West Indians. Oh, West Indians think they better than us, I can't stand West Indian people, I don't know why. And it's sad because it's coming from our own people. And that's the sad part about it. Black hatred.
Yep.
I'm like, man. I'm like, wow. And you know, the same goes vice versa. Like, the stereotype of all black Americans is that all black Americans are lazy. You know, some people will say that. They're ignorant. Or they'll say black Americans are ignorant when it comes to black history. Here's my take on everything. We have to understand this. There is a wide diaspora among black people when it comes to in terms of history. We have to understand that not all of us come from America. And just because someone has an accent other than a southern drawl, that doesn't make that person less of a black person than you. You shouldn't do that.
But what do you think about just in general with other cultures? You know, like, okay, when soccer time comes up, you know, everybody want to raise their flags from Spain or Venezuela or whatever. You know, I'm not big on soccer, so I don't really know, you know, too much about that. But maybe, a lot of the Hispanic or Spanish, you know, countries and nations, are, you know, they're very much into that, as well as Caribbean. But,
yeah.
You know, their whole thing was like, oh, we're the best at this, or we're the best at that. Like the Olympics. I think, I hate, you know why I don't like the Olympics? Because it's, once again, that's another form of divided where you got a country competing against another country for
right.
to prove what? What are you proving? To me, you're not proving any damn thing because whether you jumping over a pole or running track or whatever, it doesn't mean that you're better than the other somebody else's race, somebody else's culture.
Right.
You know
what happened? You know what happened is that it's called national pride because the Olympics were originally supposed to show brotherhood and peace and all of that between nations competing against each other in sports. What it shows
why,
now
why
is that...
Why should we even compete? Why should we even
right.
compete against each other? For what, man? Like, yeah, well,
it's money.
It's now
money
it's all about
involved.
Money because, you know, when the Olympics first came out in 776 BC, if I'm to be correct, in Greece, it was like to showcase athletic skills. But then after, when the Olympics came back in 1896, it was like a way to bring people together. But it's like competition. It's now it was all about competition back
well,
then.
Well, yeah, it was to show, like you said, national pride.
Yeah, national pride. And it's like a lot of people, and I've noticed that even during the World Cup, like you'll see the Brazilians carrying their flag, the Spain, those from Spain who carry their flag, or you'll see a lot of Europeans. You'll see basically all European countries representing, and even the nations in Africa representing with their pride.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about national pride. That's what's going on. But to say that, does it divide us as a people? Yes, it does. It does, because you know what? Many of us are afraid to learn from one another. And that's
yeah.
the sad part about it. And it's not even fear, but it's also ignorance.
I was
not
just
going to
say that. Yep, I was just
going to
say that.
Trying.
A lot of it is
like,
ignorance as well.
Like,
yep.
Come on, don't be afraid to try something. Hey, you know, oh, no, we're Americans, and we don't do that. Like, one time, I heard somebody told me this, and that thing, it bothered me. I think, Brother B, I told you about this off the phone. I was dating somebody who was American, you know, with black American background, and we're talking about the Civil Rights Movement. And I said, you know what, my parents, how come your parents didn't march in the movement? I'm like, because they were living in Haiti at the time and they saw what was going on and they fully understood what was going on. Oh, well, that's stupid. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to, of course, yeah, there was an argument and a few choice words, but I'm like, why would you call my family stupid because they didn't march in the civil rights movement?
Right.
Well,
why would that be stupid?
That doesn't make any sense. Call us 4644. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
How y'all doing tonight?
All right, sir. How are you?
Hello. How are you? I don't.
Your name is.
You
your
know,
name is sir. We can't,
my name
can't
is Pianki. I'm calling from the Midwest.
Your name again?
It's Pianki.
Pianki, okay. How you doing, sir?
You know, on this show, pretty good. On this,
all
right. On the question of his love for a culture dividing, I don't see that. Every ethnic group throughout the history of mankind has had their own autonomy. They even had their own deities that we now call gods, man created gods. And as far as you know, in your body, you have wars going on where you have invasions of viruses, parasites that's trying to kill you. Then you have on the other side a defensive mechanism that's trying to kill it. And that goes on and on and on until you know, the inevitable occurs. So for ethnic groups to have their own pride, they're going to have their own culture. You know, here in the United States, you got the U.S. culture, and you got variants, subculture variants of that that lies within, you know, Italian Americans. It lies within Jamaicans who are now here, even Nigerians, Black Americans, Black African Americans. There's a difference between the two, so there's nothing wrong with that. It's perfectly fine. It's what makes for, you know, here's another point too. If it wasn't for the admixture of different ethnic groups, where you strengthen the immune system of one, brings it up to the equivalent of another one. If that didn't happen, you know, populations would continue to be wiped out until they, at some point in time, develop an immune system that can withstand yet another threat.
But what do you say? But all right, let's go beyond modern times. Let's go back to when there wasn't so much a divide in ethnic background, because I'm sure there was. Like I mean, it before it just had to be. I think reading history, it was a caste system where it was just basically poor, rich, I guess middle class, servants or whatever. Like it really wasn't really a big thing when it pertained to like culture, because I mean, if you really look at it, you don't really know. Everything, once again, is just in a history book. We're just being told certain things. And then as we get older, as time progresses, and like in 2017, now you have people talking about, oh, they don't want Christopher Columbus statues up. They don't want to celebrate the holiday anymore. They want to change the name. Why? Because people have found out the truth of what it, you know, what really was behind Christopher Columbus. So with that being said, we're talking about culture. 9 times out of 10, it's someone else's story, or it's a story that somebody wants to put out there to make themselves or who they are or who their people are look better. And that's my problem, because like I said before, and I will say again, there are 195 countries, 197 flags of independent countries, but
exactly,
there is no one flag. There is no one flag that represents humanity. And see, I think that's where we start screwing up, because we're too busy focused on the Black, the white, the Hispanic, the Indian, but we're not focusing on a race of people, of beings as a whole.
Well,
that's,
you know, you may mention
the whole culture thing divides us.
Yeah, religion is the deification of an ethnic group's culture. That's what it is. Culture consists of traditions, celebrations. It consists of how you married, how you name your children. It consists on how you bury your dead and how you worship those who are dead. I've experienced, well, my wife has gone in, and I experienced a lot of things with her family and her people and how they go about doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in Burkina Faso when the pregnant mother went in through a ceremony, and the baby spoke through her mouth from her stomach, told who it was, what it needed when it came back, and so on and so on. So that's in
mm-hmm.
those people's traditions. Other ethnic groups, they may not have that tradition. They may not practice things in that certain way. When the baby boy is born, the baby boy goes, once it comes off the mother's tit, that may be 5 years, it goes with the grandfather. It doesn't go with the father, because the father was just a boy last month. So that's in their tradition, and it's something that has been tried, proved, and tested, and passed down. They have a right to continue to celebrate that.
Oh, that's cool.
And they
I get
do
it. But my thing is, what is that? What does that have to do with humanity? See, because that's the thing. That's the thing that I'm stressing the most.
Because
what contribution does everybody's cultural differences
path towards
their uniqueness,
the race of humans.
Their uniqueness is what makes up humanity. It's just like
okay.
United States is actually, it has been identified to consist of about 11 different nations. The people in Washington State don't think like the people in New Mexico or Mississippi. Those up in Vermont and Maine don't have the same ideology and views on certain things like the people in Florida. People in Florida don't mind the death penalty. The people in Maine would rather put them in jail for the rest of their life because they're negative to the death penalty. So United States itself, what we call the United States, actually consists of about 11 different nations. And that's just the way it is. It has to do with a lot of things, the environment that you grew up in, your history before you, and so on and so on and so on.
Now, because you know what it is? This is what it is. This is what it all comes down to. When you have a when you are born in a culture,
so that's cool. I get it. But what is that?
Hello?
Wait, I lost somebody. Somebody's not speaking.
Oh, wait
up,
a minute. Wait a minute.
All you right, know, I tell you something
here.
Else.
Hello?
Wait
on
a minute,
the
hello?
Southern tip
yeah.
of.
Yeah, you can hear me
on
now?
On the southern tip of the continent of India.
Yeah.
You have a group of people that was, you know, just recently discovered, the Jarawa. They have the oldest unadulterated genes on the planet. So they are who they are. They never have experienced cold, flus, chicken pox, mumps. Of course, they have now because they come in contact with, you know, people. And you say you had the same thing in South America, in those rainforests, in Peru. You have people that are different. I mean, when they see a helicopter, they shoot arrows at it. So they got just as much right as someone who lives in a plush townhouse in Manhattan to celebrate and live like they want to live.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get that. I mean, I'm not saying that no one should celebrate, you know, no one should celebrate their culture. I'm not saying that. Everyone has the right to love who they are and where they're from. But see, my problem is when people become excessive with it. Because first of all, pride is one of the seven deadly sins, as it is said. So with that
who
being
said
that?
All right, well, you clarified, as it is said. Yeah, man said that, but go ahead.
Well, whether it's man or a higher power speaking through man, divine intervention, divine speech, whatever, I mean, morally, pride is nice. It's okay to have a certain amount of pride within oneself, but to have too much pride to the point where you seem to believe that who you are, where you're from, your background is superior to everyone else. See, that's a problem. Because
you remember that movie,
again,
Horse?
That's a divide.
You remember that movie, Horse? There was
no,
a movie that came out, it was called Horse. It had to do with a Native American, and it had a scene in it where a young warrior was going through his test, and they hung him up by hooks that was inserted in the flesh of his breast, and he had to hang there until it pulled out on both of them. I know a guy that went through that with Jim Hafman's son here in the St. Louis area. So are we saying that that's too excessive? In West African countries, they may celebrate a funeral for a week or even a month. Is that excessive?
Well, what you do when you're amongst your people in your country, in your area, in your village, that's on you. But what I'm stressing is the fact of, and I come across it on a regular basis, where, once again, the divide, it has nothing to do with what they do within the confines of
once again, their village or their around their people or their ceremonies or their traditions. But my issue is, like I said, everyone seems to have a flag. Everyone seems to have some type of background and culture. That's fine. How does it unite us?
It when does. I mean, have you ever watched
when you have
animals?
Listen, you can't wave a flag talking about, you know, this is who we are and still try to, in some cases, still try to make yourself a part of the situation.
Well, what is a flag? A flag is nothing more than a banner. When ethnic groups went out to war, they went behind their banner, their godhead. When the Assyrians fought the Cushites on the siege of Jerusalem, when the Cushites banner, the Cushite godhead was Amun. It had been for over 10,000 years at that time. The Assyrians was Ashur, their godhead. And they godhead led them out into battle. And today you see flags on ships. It's basically the same thing, just in a different form. They have a right to do that.
Okay. I totally agree. They have a right to do it. But when does it go too far?
It never goes too far. It's up to the people how large they want their flag to be and how long they want to have their festival. That's up to them. It's what, you know, where the problem comes in is when other people don't respect it. You know, in this country, you don't have to accept it, but you should respect it. People who have different sexual persuasions.
Well, be honest with you, it seems like this country doesn't really have respect for anyone that doesn't kiss their ass. I mean,
that's just my
observation. If you don't kiss the American ass, or if you don't fall in line with the American doctrine, then you're trash. Like, you're nothing. You have to fall in line.
In the old days, conquered another country, the loser would have to salute the flag and kiss the hand of the conquered leader. That was typical.
Okay. Well, all right. Look at it like this. Black African American, Asian American, Chinese American. Why does it, just because you went and got a green card, why do you all of a sudden have to carry the dual role of, oh, I'm an Asian, but I'm American, or I'm this, but I'm American? You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a clear
nothing
division.
Wrong with that. They give
and
respect.
Like, and it's
they give respect to their heritage. Yeah, they give respect to their heritage. They are different. There's a difference between blacks and African Americans.
Blacks and African Americans.
Well, Africans. And
there's a difference
black
between
Americans.
The two.
It's a difference between black and African Americans.
No,
between black and African Americans.
It's
still the same. Wait a minute.
No, it's not. I'm going to give you an example. And she said it herself. Ask Alicia Keys.
Yeah, please give an example.
Alicia Keys did not claim any Africanism. She said she's black. Wesley Snipes said he's an African American. I consider myself as objective African American. Objective black African American. John Kerry's wife, Teresa Kerry. She was born in Mozambique. Actually, she's a white African, but she claims her European heritage in her identification. It's different than your thinking, different than your ideology.
Okay. And that's the problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Saying? That's the big problem right there, like your ideology. Once again.
Exactly.
Yeah, but just because a person grew up in a different part of the world. Nigerians grow up in Nigeria. They come here. They're different. They don't look at things the same way. Their food's different. a language, their phenotypical characteristics.
Well, that's the way they did it. There's no problem with that.
To me, that's
because
preservation,
you know what?
Of culture.
There is preservation. Exactly. People come here. Whenever someone comes here, whether they come from Nigeria or whether they come from the West Indies or even Europe, they bring that preservation of culture. That's what they bring here to America. That's what helps people learn about other cultures. Your mind has to be open. You have to have an open mind to understand, say, wow, oh, they do that? Really? I could learn from this. That's how you learn from the other person. That's what helps out. As a black person, yeah, go ahead.
If they want to teach you. If they want to teach you. Blacks move abroad, they take that culture with them too.
And that's if you're willing to learn that culture.
Yeah, blacks move abroad. You know, I spent a lot of time in Egypt, Ethiopia, in an assortment of countries on the west coast of Africa, Senegal, the Gambia, Togo, Burkina Faso, Ghana. My wife is from the Volta region in Ghana. She's an Ewe. In the northern region, and you have the Ashanti. Ashanti and Ewe, they do not cross blood. They don't marry each other unless it's some particular case. But they all Ghanaians. They have different celebrations.
Let me ask you this.
Different language.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
You say you're black, right? You know why? Do you want to know why they identify with the African American? Because guess what? We identify with our ancestors. That's why it's African American. It is still the same as black. So you can't say they're.
Well, they don't really,
black.
Because they call African American, they call them Biruni.
Let me tell you something. It's still the same. Black is black. No matter what language you speak and no matter where you come from, yes, you're still black.
Right, well,
you know
that's where
out,
you're wrong
out,
because they
out.
Don't. Hang on for a second, real quick, before you put that out there. Let me correct you a little bit. They don't identify as black. I've been to a conference in Philadelphia, and you had some Africans from the continent there, and you had the biggest argument that you could ever ponder when someone identified them as black. They identified them. See, a name identifies race. Land, history, and culture. My name is Pianki. My name is Pianki Bankole Akin Wale Kofi Nefakara. Those in the know, when I tell them my name, they know exactly where I come from. So that's the difference.
And do you know what your name means?
Yes, I know what my name means. It's on my birth certificate. I know exactly what it means.
My thing is this, and I see where K-Dog is kind of going. My thing is, and I've had these arguments before, and if we need to internalize it, we can go back to what you were saying, talk about there's a lot of people that don't identify themselves with being black. Listen, you said that seminar that you went to was in Philadelphia, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. As soon as you get off the plane at JFK or LaGuardia or whatever airport, whether it's here or it's in Philly, anywhere in this country, you black. Because 9 times out of 10,
that's not necessarily. Let me explain it. See, you had a court case here.
Let me explain this to you.
Hang on for a second.
You can explain. Okay.
Well, let me share some information with you. You had a court case with an Egyptian who was a Nubian. Black is Wesley Snipes. He sued because they labeled him as being white.
And
in New York.
His name was
Mustafa Hefni.
And why was he suing them for?
Because he wanted to be classified as an African American.
Because Egypt, because
or a whole black, because
Africa,
of the.
Well, guess what? Egypt, because
well, wait a minute,
Egypt
let me
Africa.
Finish. Well, you have Arab speaking, an Arab descent Egyptians. They don't want to be classified as black. They classify as white when it comes to the United States.
Well, they ain't white.
They're not.
And that's the problem. They ain't white. You can't come. You
they're
can't come
white.
From an African nation, and then
and
all
you
of
say
a
you're white. That's
what
that's
and
then,
right,
that's,
exactly. Like where they
well, South
not,
Africa. You have a South African settlement in California. Those South Africans classify themselves as white. You know, white
well, you
is a recent.
Well, then that's where the
issue
is coming in at with everything.
Exactly.
That's where the issue is coming in. That's where the issue is coming
white.
In at.
Exactly.
Hang
because
on for
you know
a second.
Why,
you know when Europeans came to this country and they got off the ships, no manifest that lists the individuals that was on the ship, no manifest identified any of the people as white. They was identified according to their origin, their land of origin. White became a political designation recently, really, in the 1800s.
In the 1800s, the whites were always, let me tell you something, before then they always called them whites because you know why? The Native Americans proclaimed the pale-faced man, and the pale-faced man was described as white. And that was back in the days when those European explorers were coming into this country, when they claimed
that's
that they
that's what they called them. They didn't identify themselves as white. See, here's the thing. People call people things, give them labels, but they don't call themselves that themselves. For instance, a black American, what you call a black American, if they would go to some countries in Africa, they would be called Burundi. A Burundi, which means white American.
Wow.
Well,
white American. Why? Because we're not of their culture? See, and
they know you're not
this
from
is
Africa.
This is the division that I'm talking about. This is the divide.
Right,
exactly.
That
about.
You're
if
saying that's
listens.
A division. They're not saying that's a division. They're perfectly
division.
Fine
well,
the way they are.
You're gonna call me a white American. You're gonna call, I'm gonna step into your country. You're gonna call me white when I'm
gonna call me white. Exactly.
The name is in some countries it's Burundi, and some it's Oroni. And when it's defined, it means
I don't care if it's pepperoni. I don't care if it's pepperoni. I'm not a white American.
I don't care. I'm not a white American.
It's divisive. Listen, all these labels, all these flags, all these attitudes, like I said, once again, you want to talk about a race, there's a human race. If everybody's take their head out of their ass and stop being so focused on being number one or waving a flag somewhere, listen, maybe we'd all be able to get along. Stop being so concerned about something.
People do
y'all.
Get along.
And
what
are
you saying? That we all, I get along with
no,
when
don't
I go
get
abroad.
Along.
I get along
with you. Get
along. Listen.
You get
listen,
along.
Man.
Listen. That's the
listen,
thing.
That's
you get the
that's
message.
You get along. Can I say this? You get along. That's you. You may
yeah,
have that attitude.
You're different.
But however, you have many who are very divisive. That is what gives
well,
me
maybe,
some
Well, maybe that's their demeanor, that
that's,
they have a divisive demeanor.
Well, you know what? Let me
and
tell
they
you
will
something.
Have problems with that.
No one, let me tell you something. No one is born hating somebody else. It is something that you are taught.
When you're born, you don't even
no
know
one
color.
Is taught.
You don't know no color.
Exactly. You don't
well,
know
according
no color,
to the Bible, for those that are the Bible, when Esau and Jacob was in the womb, they fought each other.
Well,
right?
I don't see how anybody can... No.
Hang on. Let me put that out there again. According to the Bible, Esau, who was hairy, and Jacob, who was smooth, they fought each other even in the womb.
But
that
they
was
fought
before
each other
born.
For what? Fought each other
for
what?
Well, you ha-
where were they fighting for?
You have to go into the story.
No, entertain us with the story, man. Come on. You're the one that brought it up. Just talk
because
about
my,
it.
My whole
no,
thing is,
it's in the
see,
story.
I, yeah,
it's in the story.
The Bible,
story.
The whole,
in the biblical.
The thing with the Bible.
In the biblical
it,
content.
Okay.
In ancient Kemet, Hatshepsut, she was born
story.
Of immaculate conception because Amun was tired of mixed marriages. He wanted a pure soul child.
But
that was before
the
immaculate conception story of Mary.
Tell us the story that
even in the Bible. Wait a minute. Hold on. Even in the Bible, it says, do not give your sons to their daughters, nor your daughters to their sons.
And it says that in the Bible.
So you got a billion people on this planet that's Christian that follows those tenets. And that's what they, you know, and they may or may not believe it. I don't know.
So basically, all right, so. Now, all right, let's get this straight. So the Bible, whether it be the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, all of this was given
to man through divine right, and it was translated by man. Correct or incorrect?
Exactly.
Not
because
necessarily.
Okay, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
The Bible was written in a whole different language.
Now, my thing is this. Man is man's greatest deceiver. Always has been, always will be. Just because you claim you can translate something don't mean it is what it is. Because unless the Most High
exactly.
tells me something myself, which is my sixth sense or my intuition, then I run with it. But my thing is this. So you're basically, what you and everybody else is basically saying, because it says in the Bible, you're saying that God's a bigot. You're saying God is a racist and God is divisive. That's what's basically
wow.
being said, because you just said...
Now what you're doing is you're applying modern terms. See, even the word racism has evolved compared to what it was back in what we call
it
today.
Wait a minute. What you just said, you just started something. And you know what? Brother B's breaking it down to according to what you said. You said that God said that God was teaching racial division. Am I not correct?
Because
that's technically what it is.
Groups. Wait a minute. Hang on. See, you guys are trying to complicate things. You remember early on when I told you that.
Complicate things, man. You just said something. Come on, man.
No, it has nothing.
Would you let me say what I have to say?
Breaking it down. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Let me say this. I said earlier that ethnic groups created their own deity, quote unquote God. They create religion is the deification of a culture. It's how the people live amongst themselves in their community, their rights and their wrongs. It becomes religious.
Wow. Who gave them this?
They had you was born. You know, the United States Constitution protects you with all your universal rights. It protects you from local, state, and federal government, from laws that would take those rights from you. You was born with all the rights of the universe.
Oh, really?
It depends.
Yes.
Because nowadays we live in a society where whatever it says on paper is not always applied.
They made laws to take those rights from you. I can walk any place in the state of Missouri with a gun in my pocket. If I got a concealed carry license, I can open carry with an AR-15 over my shoulder.
But I can't do that when I go
to Illinois.
Are you really serious? When some states,
the gun laws are different. Not the gun laws and from what they different
well,
from state to
Missouri
state.
Well, Missouri was blue, and Illinois is blue. It's just a gun law. It has nothing to do with the major political affiliation.
But the whole thing is, you as a
so
black
when
man,
I can anybody here in Missouri
to a white man is a problem. But we know that.
Pardon me.
It's not just the media, but society. I said you as a black man walking with AR-15. Out in the open is totally different
problem.
From a white man doing it. Because, once again, if you want to go
we have blacks
back
here.
To the Constitution, if you
really?
Want to go back
so,
to the Constitution, we
go we
not
have blacks
in
here.
Mind.
We have blacks we here in the city of St. Louis area that open carry. They did during the Trump rally when he was here. And, I mean, that's what they do. They open carry.
So you're telling me a black man in Missouri could walk around openly and carry a gun and nothing happens?
They do.
That's what you're saying?
No, I don't let it happen to them. I open carry with mine. I do sometimes, but not all the time because I don't like to have to wear different apparel when I do that.
Well, see, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something.
Here, y'all know the story of Mike Brown, right?
Yeah,
of course.
Darren Wilson, the cop that shot Mike Brown.
I mean, we don't know the real story. We don't know the real story.
Yeah,
we just know what the cops claim and
what
we
heard.
What the cop claimed.
Well, regardless, they had a trial, and the trial came out the way it did. But the officer that shot Mike Brown came from a community adjacent named Jennings. All black, basically 99% black town, black government.
He could have fooled
and
me.
He had a white. He had a police department that was practically all white. That black government dissolved that police department, told them to go on their way. because they didn't like the way that they was performing. A municipality is the boss. The police is the employee. If you don't, if you set the policy on how they behave and interact with the public. If you don't want them doing high-speed chase, then that's your policy. If one of them does do that, then they are on their way.
Wow.
Municipality.
You know, I have a hard time believing.
Municipality.
Yeah, me too.
Does not dictate. Municipality does not dictate.
Well, why did I have a reason to lie to you guys? You can always Google and check it.
No,
yourself.
I'm not saying that you're lying. But
Jennings.
What I'm saying
we're not
is,
saying that you're lying. It's just very
I'm
hard.
I'm saying that you're lying. It's very hard.
You had another
saying,
municipality called Wellston. They done the same thing. Moline Acres, they done the same thing.
Municipalities does not dictate ego.
Exactly.
Whether it's law enforcement or the judicial system, ego is number one. The rules are set.
Well, if a person come to work, they leave their ego at the door.
Nah.
If a company sets its policy,
I wish that was true. In some cases,
if a company sets its policies, I had white employees and they left their ego at the door.
Oh my goodness!
If not, they got fired.
Well, listen, I know, but you know what? Okay, once again,
really,
I get it. But when it comes down to law enforcement, and it comes down to the judicial system. I'm sorry. A lot of them don't check their ego, and
nope.
Rules come second to their ego. Simple and plain.
Exactly.
And then if that's the case, that's the people in that municipality that let those employees run buck wild.
Of course they do, because it's beneficial to them.
To them.
Listen,
that's
you, if you want to talk about
so you say all black community is beneficial for them to let their police department run around and mistreat these citizens.
Nope. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is this, is that, let's just say this. You've got to understand something. You're living in the United States of America. And
best,
you know what,
police officers,
wow, you really love America. Wow,
I never say it's the best country because I've never been to any other countries.
It's not.
I do, because I've been around other places in the world.
Really?
And
when
you go into the kitchen and you hit that light switch, something happens. Lights go off or they go on. When you turn on your water, you got safe drinking water. When you go to the store and buy your food, it has been measures put in place to make sure that their food is safe for you to eat.
That's because we're spoiled by
safe water. Look at all these things that they're putting up.
The vast majority of the municipalities in this country has safe drinking water.
Hold on.
Where
you
getting
that from,
sir?
Come on in.
Sir,
God,
calm down.
Here in Missouri, in St. Louis
on.
County, let me tell you something. Here in Missouri, in St. Louis
hey,
County.
Hold on. Wait a minute. We got another caller.
Joe, calm down. Calm down. I'm here to defend you, Joe. Calm down. The hot rod is in the building. I just have two questions to ask. Then you guys could go back arguing. Number one, do we know that we have over 4,100 different types of religion cults out there? 4,100 different type of religion. And number two, how can we worship religion and money at the same time? Can someone please answer that to me?
Oh, well, I'm going to tell you this, Hot Rod. Religion is the biggest hustle in the world. Let me tell you. I could come up with an idea to put a church together, and you know what? I could have a whole congregation, and I could wheel in the congregation, and they could give me money. I could start from a storefront church to a mega church in a heartbeat.
Sure, but K-Dog, if the one of God's laws is you shall not worship no other god besides me, how can you worship God and money at the same time?
This
I'm very confused.
Problem.
Well, they don't look at money as being a god.
America does.
They say give. I could agree to that, because you know what? Some people, they look at it like this: that money, they believe that money is a blessing. You understand?
The United States Constitution says that Congress shall make no laws respecting a religion. So people have the right to worship, have the church of the devil, or have the church of Jesus Christ or Buddha or a loaf of bread or whatever they want. Congress cannot make laws to stop that.
So, in other words, I should start my own business now and open up a church and make some money out of
I'm
it.
I'm telling you,
and scare
I,
some people out.
What does church do for your spirit?
What is church doing for your spirit?
Well, this is what churches do. A church receives a tax-exempt status because it is supposed to perform a service that people would otherwise look to the federal government for. If your church is not doing that, then you have a right to challenge its status when time comes for it to renew that status.
Okay.
They offer you a window for doing that.
But my thing is, if I'm paying you or K-Dog or Brother B or Big Red to pray for me, I can't pray for myself to the God up there, quote unquote?
That's between you and whoever your preacher is.
I'm just saying
that the law cannot interfere with that.
Some people, this is where cults come in, and we see many of that. Like, they'll tell you, some people will tell you about being poor in spirit. You know, being poor in spirit is like this. You'll look at a preacher and call the preacher God, and that preacher will preach so well that you will follow this preacher. Some people have given their entire life savings to a church. And
some of them will say that they're a prophet. They're a prophet.
Exactly. They're a prophet. We have vision. We have a vision. We're doing this. Oh, they'll take the Bible and manipulate it in such a way that they'll have you believing every word they say. And, you know, I've seen visions. I could prophesy so many things from this and this, or I could make a miracle and stuff. And people will run to that preacher's church like crazy. And trust me, like I said, you'll have a storefront church, and people start preaching, and you'll see people pouring in and people giving money to the pastor. And meanwhile, guess what? Next week, you'll see the pastor rolling in with a Lexus, tailor-made suit. And meanwhile, you'll have the people that the congregation is looking all shabby because they're giving all their money and everything they have to that pastor.
Is it safe to say that religion is like one of the biggest scammers out there today?
Pulpit pimps.
Or in general?
Pulpit pimps. It is.
Yep.
It is because you know what? You can't interpret the word, the so-called word of God to me. You can't interpret the Bible to me because it means something different
exactly.
to me and everybody else. That's number one.
I'm sorry, Brother B. I'm sorry to disagree with you. The word of God told you, Brother B, to give me money, okay, for my drinking problems, okay? That's the word of God
said. Basically,
okay?
That's what the preacher says. But my thing is, like I said, brother, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate everything you're saying. You see, what you may not get at the moment is that no one's being combative. The things that you're saying is information that I would just go check out. So that's why I appreciate that your voice and everything that you're saying because, you know, this is what it's all about. It's all about communication and learning from one another. Things that, like I said, you're saying things
that's
that
what I've been
I need to go do some reading on. But my whole thing is one thing I disagree with, and I always have disagreed with when I started becoming a lot more conscious of my surroundings, is the fact that we don't give a damn about humanity. We just give a damn about us. And that's
exactly
what I have a problem with. It's like we're not really looking to help fellow man, because the whole thing is you can be a preacher or a pastor or whatever in a super church and this and that. Listen, you should be why can't you live among your flock? Why can't you live amongst the people and live the same way? Why do you have to live in big mansions and have the best of this and best of that? Why
exactly.
should you have more than them? See, that's the
but
thing.
I'm sorry,
we're too busy trying to be on top instead of being
in the middle. Is there anything wrong with that overall?
Yes.
I feel it is
because you're profiting off of people's emotions. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
what's the difference between a hooker and a
You have
and
people
and a
that do philanthropy. you have people that do philanthropy all the time. You got the Rockefeller Foundation, Albert P. Sloan, who the former president of GM back in the day, his foundation. They do philanthropy, so they issue scholarships and so on and so on and so on.
Okay, that's nice. Because, you know, they do it just for the crowd. They do it just
no,
just,
don't nobody
know,
even know who they are.
Yeah, they do.
Huh?
They do.
Many people
do things and nobody knows who they are.
And
mm-hmm.
They
do
true.
Things.
But still, but they do
things,
it to the, but they
do
it for the people that know who they are.
Right. Some people give just to show faith. But you know what? One thing's for sure is that when someone really gives, they give in private. They don't have to show up to nobody. It's later on here. You know, so-and-so was a great philanthropist. Like, huh? They gave? Like, yeah, they were giving things to people. They were helping people out. They were helping build schools. They were helping build homes for those who couldn't afford. So you see,
like I said, man, we live in a time. I'm gonna cut across there, K Dog. I'm sorry, because you were making a good point.
Go ahead.
But the thing is this: we live in a time where everybody is demonizing everybody, especially so in this country, immigrants or illegal immigrants. When everyone damn well knows, because as soon as you say it, somebody get quiet or they turn their head or they don't want to talk about it anymore. Everybody in this country is a damn immigrant, except for the indigenous people. You can't sit there and say, oh, well, we took this country or we shared this country or we bought this country. No, you didn't. You're lying.
Well, some people cannot handle the truth. Some people cannot handle the truth.
Oh, no, they can't.
Yeah, well, what I can't handle with somebody, listen, if the truth hurts, get a Tylenol, bro. I really don't care. Because like I said, once again, let's say aliens just came right now. Once again, we only unite because of what? We may face extinction as a people, as a race of people. Now, but I bet you if the aliens came to just take out the Mexicans, take out the blacks, nobody else would really be fighting. So they say, oh, fine, take them out. Go ahead. It's not our problem. But let somebody
good
come
point.
Here and take all of us out. See, that's what I'm saying.
That's
why
good,
does it take?
That's a good
why
point.
Would it take? Why would it take just something like that for us to focus on who we are and look at who we are as one? Because then we're one blood. When the so-called terrorist attacks happened, it was no longer a color. It was about a people. It was about a nation. But then at the same time,
they all gathered together.
Say, terrorists. You know what I'm saying?
Look at the hurricanes
so when
right now.
When we're threatened as humans, huh?
Look at
exactly.
The hurricanes right now. We're all helping out each
people
other as one
together.
Race.
Exactly. They're not even looking at the race or color or class of the person. People are just reaching out to help each other out.
Exactly. And that's
exactly.
What I'm saying.
So that's the trip. Yep.
That's why we don't need to be focused on culture like that. Listen, I can understand. Be proud of who you are and where you come from and practice it, but it shouldn't be the domineering factor. It shouldn't be. What should be the domineering factor is that there are people out here, just like you, just like me. We all bleed the same. We need to help one another. But we don't.
Are we willing
too busy
to do that?
Some of us, not all of us, some of us are too busy focused. Because there's people that can wave a flag but still be conscious of someone else's or respectful of someone else. But I'm talking about the blatant, oh, well, my country has been this is bad. And like, yo, chill. Because you're
true.
Talking about your country is better. So why the hell are you here in America?
Exactly.
If your country's better,
that's what I told
why
a lot of
the
people.
Hell are you here in America? I have no choice
well,
to be here
full
because
of
I was
crap.
Born here.
People are full of crap, that's all.
Yeah, that's what, I, that's what I'm saying. Like I said, I don't have a problem with people loving who they are or where they came from, but don't go overboard. Because in the grand scheme of things, it's not really about you or where you came from. It's about the whole. It's about the collective. But like I said, man, some people just don't get it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So we got 3 minutes
left. That's right.
Huh? Hot Rod, what's going on for tomorrow?
Oh, well, I was planning to do a show tomorrow, but due to work schedule, our show will be back on next week, not tomorrow night. Sorry, folks. But, no, I just want to add on to what you say, Brother B, that like George Carlin said, that people should not be proud of being Italian, West Indian, whatever, because that's something we did not earn. Like, we did not earn ourselves. It was something we was born with. Like, we had no choice. If I'm Haitian,
true,
because my parents are Haitian. That is what it is. We should be proud of stuff that we earned, accomplishments, like a new
yep.
job or whatever. Being a Indian,
yep.
being a West Indian or being a Italian, it's like you had no choice, you know. It's good to be proud
right.
of it, but now to a certain level, like to go all out and have a parade for every single thing, like really? And let's say you do go out to the parade. Oh, today you're Italian? Like, please. We're all one race, bottom line. Whether we like
but you
each
know,
other or not.
Now, real quick, Hot Rod, now, you know what's interesting? And I brought this up a while ago. Within the NYPD, you got 100 blacks in law enforcement, right? You got, like, I think there's an Italian portion, like, and the Hispanic. Like, you have one umbrella with so many different ethnicities under it.
Why?
But let you smack a cop. All of them come together to jump on your ass, right?
Yeah.
So what's the division for in the first place? Why have 100 blacks in law enforcement? Why have the Latinos in law enforcement or the Italians in law? Why have all this separate stuff? But you basically want to claim the same game.
But society is brainwashed. It is not.
Exactly. Put it precisely, man. That's society for
yeah.
you.
We got less than a minute left. K Dog, thank you. Hot Rod.
Hey man,
you're
welcome, man.
Thank you.
Big Red. Big
yes.
Red. Yo, what up? Thank you.
Yes.
And to our caller.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I forgot his name. I'm bad.
Joe?
Is it
Joe?
I should be seeing
myself.
Who
said Joe?
No, his name ain't Joe.
No,
oh, okay. I forgot his name. But to the
Angel.
Thank you very much for the information and the enlightenment, and hope to hear from you again.
Enlightenment.
Another episode of the Menu in
anyway,
the Can.
Like I was saying.
Okay.
Stop it.
Hey, man.
Back to the
Giants game now. Back to the Giants, people.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Later,
have a
y'all.
Good week, everybody.
Take peace
care.
Out.
Peace out. Later.
Later, y'all.